There's a new hobby gaining some steam in Wisconsin, magnet fishing. It involves people tying really strong magnets to long ropes and fishing for objects at the bottom of rivers or lakes. Sometimes people get trash. Sometimes they find some interesting stuff. Jim Walters is a magnet fishing enthusiast and the operator of Magnet Fishing Wisco. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Happy to be here.
Well, now, magnet fishing, the name deceived me a little. Nothing to do with actual fish, right?
No, nothing to do with actual, you know, fishing that we do here in Wisconsin with bait and a hook.
Now, how did you first run across this idea of fishing for metal stuff that's hidden underwater?
You know, I kind of got a metal detector for Christmas one year and was on YouTube trying to figure out how this contraption worked. And then I kind of came across a common thread of this magnet fishing hobby, which kind of stemmed from over in Europe, catching things in the canals and the riverways. And I was on YouTube for hours and hours watching these guys pull metal with these ropes and this weird looking hockey puck shaped magnet. And I was kind of hooked. I was kind of hooked at that point. So.
What kind of things have you caught when you've been out magnet fishing in Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin's a little bit different. You know, we a lot of people are catching war artifacts and this and that. And here in Wisconsin, a lot of it is things left over from fishing, dropped knives, dropped fishing poles, pliers. The other thing we're finding a lot of is bikes, razor scooters, anything that's not nailed down, maybe in a park, that usually gets tossed in, you know, garbage cans and benches. I've come across some interesting finds in certain areas. A couple guns here and there, a lot of signs. Pretty much anything you can think of that might be either hidden, tossed, you know, or dropped accidentally. So
let's talk about these magnets here. This isn't our everyday refrigerator magnet, right?
No, they are actually neodymium magnets. So what that means is they are usually high power. They have a pretty good lift. They range in anywhere on the internet from, say, 300-pound lift to 1,200, 1,500-pound lift.
Wow. Okay. What's the biggest thing? What's the heaviest thing you've snagged with one of these magnets?
I think the heaviest thing I've gotten was probably a cast iron sign from a bridge builder from the early 1900s. They used to weld on their plaques on these bridges. A company out of Chicago, 1900, the Lassig Bridge and Steel Company. So, I latched onto this thing and there was a big click on the line and I realized, oh, this is a little bit bigger than your typical stuff. So I got my brother and my teenage son and we yanked that thing out of there. And I judge it was probably about 110, 120 pounds. So
what do you do with all the stuff when you bring it up?
Well, I would say 90% of what we bring up is usually garbage. A lot of it is, say, fishing line, hooks, tin cans. A lot of it we go ahead and properly dispose of. I would say maybe about 10% is actual items that maybe we could clean up and repurpose. And a little bit of that amount is stuff we could actually clean up, maybe soak, and then wire brush and clean. And maybe we could actually sell some of that stuff. So we've come across some items and it's definitely not a treasure hunting, money making hobby as of yet.
So. Now you're trying to encourage other people in Wisconsin to do this. And one of your big messages, it seems like, is clean up after yourself. Don't leave the stuff on the shore. Don't throw it back in the water after you find it.
Right. And then that's kind of been a problem. I think over in Europe, we're seeing a lot of posts with everyone's kind of jumping on board. With this new hobby. And what comes with that is I think people who really want to get that, those treasure items, those key items, and everything they bring up, a lot of people have been just leaving on the shores, along the canals. And kind of like we discussed, some friends that are involved in magnet fishing. Now they are enacting ordinances and laws and some signage to kind of keep the hobby at bay because of the mess. So we always encourage whatever you bring up, it definitely doesn't belong there, and properly dispose of.
You know, you've got these big, powerful magnets. How do you handle that around other metal stuff in your life?
Well, I always stress safety and caution. These magnets are very powerful, and if fingers or any parts of your body get caught between the magnet and a large piece of metal, it's going to have disastrous consequences. So I always have mine in a large kind of a couple buckets, and I also have a couple boxes that are kind of sealed up a little bit. So that's how we transfer them. We're very careful, especially when you're out there and you're all excited and you're tossing your magnet in. You always have to be aware of all the large metal around you. So, I've gotten stuck on bridges, and I've gotten stuck on all sorts of things. And sometimes you just have to cut the rope. Sometimes you just have to say goodbye. So, always exercise caution with these high-powered magnets, for sure.
If somebody's out there listening, Jim, and thinking, yeah, this sounds cool, I want to try some magnet fishing, how do you suggest they get started?
How I would get started is do a little bit of legwork, do a little bit of research, get on some of these threads, some of these Reddit threads, some of these YouTube videos, kind of read the reviews. With the popularity of the hobby, now comes kind of cheap knockoffs, and everyone's kind of rushing to have their own magnet for sale and their own. So I would definitely read the reviews, use the internet, and Amazon has magnets for sale, neodymium magnets, and eBay and certain vendors online. So definitely get out there, do some education, and really, do your research, what works best. And ask your fellow magnet fishermen, ask what works, what not can I use? And, so you're kind of off and running at that point. So,
and do you have a next excursion planned, Jim?
I'm kind of plotting out. So I use Google Maps, and I do a lot of historical research here in Wisconsin. And I'm kind of plotting out, I don't mind giving away the location, I'm plotting out Green Bay. Up in Green Bay, a lot of bridges, a lot of waterways, a lot of opportunity for things tossed in. And so we're kind of plotting out kind of a two-day, three-day thing up in Green Bay.
Happy fishing, Jim. Thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Jim Walters is a magnet fisher from West Bend and moderator of Magnet Fishing Wisco. He joins us today to talk about magnet fishing and some of his best ever finds.